this music?
So it's Shabbat Shira, so I thought I would start with a song.
Singing that song. How many of you have sung that song at camp, at services, at every Jewish event, anytime you were feeling in the mood? How many of you believe that song is Mi Sinai? So I recently learned, it's so fascinating to me. I grew up with this song. I thought it was just like this song. Everyone's been singing it forever and always. Am Yisrael Chai. They sang it on Mount Sinai. They sang it walking through the Sea of Reeds. It's just been part of us always. And I just learned that that's actually not at all true. This song actually has a very interesting origin story. So when the camps were liberated, Jews in the camps were chanting Am Yisrael Chai. Am Yisrael Chai, we're alive, we live, we've survived, and we will survive. Fast forward, 1948, the story goes, Golda Meir goes to the former Soviet Union, then the Soviet Union, and she's greeted by 50,000 Jews chanting Am Yisrael Chai. Those Jews had been through so much. Just a little bit of context. Stalin actually killed more people than Hitler did. And I want to read to you just a little bit from Yossi Klein Halevi's book, Azure. After World War II, there were about 3 million Jews in the USSR, which was about a quarter of the world population. These 3 million Jews had, quote, been singled out for a state-sponsored experiment in enforced amnesia, where other religions were permitted to train clergy in their own seminaries, and other ethnic groups were granted national theaters in their own language. Jews were denied almost all expression of collective identity. Though 450 synagogues had survived the Stalin era, by 1963, all but 96 had been shut down by the regime. Jews were accused of undermining the Soviet economy, and some were executed after public, quote, economic trials. KGB spies were planted in synagogues, and most worshipers were too terrified even to speak with Jewish tourists from the West. Those few who did would only allow themselves to brush up against a visitor and whisper urgently, "They don't let us live," or, "Why are American Jews silent?" It was in this context that Jacob Birnbaum started a grassroots organization called the Student Struggle for Soviet Jewry. And he had planned all of these marches, these actions, trying to build American awareness to save the Jews in the USSR. He had this idea. He had planned a rally for April 4th in 1965 that was going to be held in front of the Soviet UN mission on East 67th Street in New York City. And he had this whole plan, and he thought, you know, what we need
we need a rallying cry. We need some song that's going to galvanize everyone, that's going to get people's attention. And he thought, you know, the perfect person to write that song would be Shlomo Carlebach. He's got his hand on, his finger on the pulse. He knows where it's at. He knows how to write music. So he started reaching out to Shlomo Carlebach. Only challenge was Shlomo was really hard to pin down. So what do you do when you can't get a hold of a musician? You call his mother. So he starts calling his mother, Revitzin Paula Carlebach, and he's like, please ask your son. I just need him to write a piece for this rally. I need his music. I need his music. And she's like, sure, we'll get to it. And it's the end of March. March is coming to an end. March ends. It's April 1st. It's like, Paula, where are you? Did you talk to Shlomo? No response. April 2nd comes. He gets this call out of nowhere. Yankala, I've got it for you. Shlomo had written this gorgeous piece, Am Yisrael Chai. Now, Shlomo does something incredible with this music. Am Yisrael Chai was just a statement. The nation of Israel lives. But Shlomo goes to Genesis when Joseph has that moment where he reveals himself to his brother, and then he asks this poignant question, Ha'od Avi Chai. Is my father still alive? He asks. He who has been taken out of his context, who's had to live in another universe, not as his own self, who hasn't been able to express his Jewish identity, asks, is my dad still alive? Answer is yes. Not only is he alive, but you're going to be reunited, you're going to see him, you're going to be able to live a more full life connected to your family, symbolizing your heritage. And so Shlomo takes that, Ha'od Avi Chai, is my father still alive? And changes it to the affirmative. Od Avinu Chai, our father is alive, i.e. our tradition is alive, i.e. we're going to be reunited. The Jewish people in the United States, the Jewish people in the USSR, we are all going to be united, we're all going to be connected, and we're going to sing this song through the streets. That song has become an incredible rallying cry. We all feel its power. I want to talk about two musical elements, then we'll sing it once more, and then I want to talk to you about a new Am Yisrael Chai that's come about recently. This song has a couple of interesting elements. One, it's very simple chords, 1-5-1. It's just back and forth. If you're ever a guitar player, then you learn those two songs, you can play a lot of rock music. But it also has Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. It just stays on that one note. Da da na 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 na. It's very much of an earworm. And then we have da na 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 na. I just want you to remember that. Da na 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 and da na 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 na. Those two repetitive notes are very much a part of our tradition. Those are what we call chant tones. We'll pause from there. I'm going to transition right away because I want to get to this next song. So after the war broke out in Israel, after October 7th, musicians were trying to think about how are we going to bring people together. We have to remember the context of that moment. The context of that moment was at the end of months of months of months of protests. At the end of time when the fabric of the Israeli society was coming apart at the seams, where there were threats to our own cohesion. I'll never forget, I didn't know about the war coming into shul on Shabbat that morning, and someone came out and said to me, there's a war in Israel. And I actually asked, from the inside or the out? Because I really didn't know what was going to be. Was it going to internally combust or externally combust? So Avi Ohayon and Ophir Cohen wrote this gorgeous Am Yisrael Chai for this moment. And it was performed by Eyal Golan, who is a very, very famous Israeli musician. The video for this song dropped on October 19th, and the Israeli version has more than 14 million views. The song itself is going to, all the proceeds from the song are being donated to an organization that serves to support soldiers that are in need. And Eyal Golan writes, when you listen to this song, I want you to close your eyes and imagine the day after. Because it will come. The unity we will take with us, the peace between us, the free love and the new country that will be built here thanks to each and every one of you. This song is for you.
to strengthen you and give you another reason to believe that when all this ends, in the end, when our strength is great and enormous, we will keep the glue and unity that does not exist anywhere else in the world like here. And only with our heads held high and proud, we will win. There is no other option. We have no other country. Israel lives. So I want to sing this song. We're going to come back to that da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You're going to hear that in the very beginning of the song. I also want you to listen, for there are a few shout-outs to Hatikva that are buried within this Am Yisrael Chai. You have the words on the back of your pamphlet. So we'll start with the Am Yisrael Chai that was released this October.
בקרוב תזרח השמש, נדע ימים יבים אלה, הלב נלחם בדאגות. כולם יחסרו הביתה, נחכה להם למטה, הלוואי נדע בשורות טובות. כי עם הנצח לעולם לא מפחד, אפילו כשקשה לראות.
A rallying cry. You hear it in army bases. Eyal Golan has gone to army bases. You see it after Shabbos. You should look it up. There are videos of hundreds of hundreds of hundreds of soldiers all rocking out to this song, Am Yisrael Chai, singing it with gusto, singing it with volume. I want to share two musical notes, and then we're going to sing the chorus one more time, and then we'll call it a day. You hear in the beginning, they're picking up with that original Am Yisrael Chai. And then, if you remember Hatikva, Od lo avta tikvateinu, kulam beyachad avechad po levoden. You feel that very much Hatikva, and then you can see that in the lyrics at the very bottom. Shnot Alpayim, you see in the lyrics,
Very much a callback to Hatikva.
And there are all sorts of other little secrets buried within. There's a beginning, Tizrach HaShemesh, comes from Psalm 104, which talks about when the lions go home to their dens and you can go out safely into the world. So this piece calls back to the Am Yisrael Chai, the melody of Karl Bach. It calls back to the moment of Karl Bach. It calls back to Hatikva. It's a reminder of everything that has been and a reminder that we're going to once again go out to the street. So we're going to sing it once more, Kulam V'yachad. If you're following along in the text, we'll sing all together.